This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, it's that day once again. We call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs, and their number is 720-895-0500. Great to have Kurt Rogers in studio with us as always. So, Kurt, how are you, sir?
Morning to you. How are you?
I'm good. A little cooler out there today.
You know, I had a couple phone calls this morning, and people said, you know, it's kind of cold. I said, it's December. This is what happens in Colorado in December.
Our weather has been unseasonably warm.
Yeah, it has. So it's kind of nice that we have this cold weather. We're supposed to get a little snow this afternoon, a little bit more tomorrow. So it's put out the fires, didn't it?
Yeah. I think, as far as I know, yeah, I haven't seen
anything. They're just kind of smoldering if they're out there, but they're not doing much.
Absolutely. All right, well, before we get to our special guest today, let's talk a little bit about your industry, mortgages. So what's the average loan amount you're financing this time?
Right now we're running around 380 to 410 is the average actual loan size. About this time every year, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac come out with what they call conforming loan limits. And what a conforming loan limit is what roughly 80% of the loans are throughout the country, throughout the state.
Okay.
And they just raised that for 2019. It was 510,000. They've now raised it to 548,000 and some change. So what they're saying is in Colorado, the average loan size is 548,000. That takes the jumbles and takes the small ones, puts them all together. 80% of them average out to that number. But they also then have what they call as a high balance, which means there are certain areas, Summit County, Boulder, that those home prices are higher. Now they go up to 596.
Okay.
Then they have the high cost ones that go up to 822. So all of that becomes important because if you have had a loan that you're in the process of doing and you were pushing that 510 limit and your rate was, let's say, 2.5, now you can go to 548 instead of having to bring more cash or get a second mortgage or something to make that work. So all of that stuff kind of changed. It's really just showing what the market is doing. It's still moving forward for 2021. It's still up. If you look at that from 510 to 548, it went up $38,000 on a $500,000 loan. That's, what, 6, 7%?
Right.
So the numbers are just keep moving.
Sure. So are you currently doing more refis or more new purchases?
Well, this time of year, because of Christmas, people kind of get prepped for Christmas, right, especially with the equity. So they're going out and getting cash, so maybe they're paying for Christmas. And the advantage to that now by doing that is because the rates are so low, we have people that have got 22 years left, and they're pulling out. I got a guy pulled out $75,000. His payment still went down. So he didn't extend his term. He got 75 grand, and he lowered his payment.
I'm not real good at math, but that works.
That worked.
Get 75 grand, and my payment goes down.
He says to me, he says, I can get 75. My payment goes down, and I'm not adding an extra month to my mortgage. I go, yeah. He said, why would I not do that? I said, I don't know, but that's what you pay me to do. So there's the numbers.
Wow.
So, yeah, it works pretty well.
So overall, real quick, if you look at when all this mess started with COVID till today, what effect has that really had on the whole mortgage industry?
It's actually, and you've known me for a long time. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've never been this busy, ever, and not a little. It's 2 to 3 times as much business as I've ever had. And that's mainly because, and I'm not going to say it's a positive of COVID, but it's kind of a positive of COVID, in that because of that and the people that are laid off, there's a lot of people suffering. But what they've done is they've kept the rates down, which people have realized now's the time. It's almost free money. You know, you're in the mid-2s to get a 30-year. You're under 2 on a 15. You're going to take advantage of those things.
Right.
Even if it costs you a little bit of money, that's cheap money on a product that's going to continue to increase.
Sure.
If it goes down in a year, that's all right. It's going to turn around and come back, and you're still only paying 2, 2.5 on it. So it's actually helped the mortgage industry. No matter where you go, everybody's busy.
Right.
I've seen some people take advantage of it. I've seen some lenders, especially those that do second mortgages, raise their rates 2 points. on a second mortgage just because they can.
Sure.
And I don't think that that, well, Fannie Mae did that just the other day. They added a half a point to every loan on a refinance, not on a purchase, but on a refinance, because there's so much business, they wanted to get it extra, not in rate, but in cost. So on a $300,000 loan, it costs you an extra $1,500. None of the lenders have anything to do. That's just Fannie Mae.
Sure.
Because they could.
Well, give Kurt a call if he can help you out, 720-895-0500, and promise you he will do you a great job and help you all he can. Well, it is good to have our next guest back in studio with us, Kelly O'Connor. How are you?
Hello.
We just
hello.
Love that smile you bring in here.
Well, it's great to see you guys. Happy December.
Yeah,
I can't
happy
believe
December.
We're here.
Yep. Don't know how we got here, but yeah, it's a
can't wait
December.
Till we get out of 2020.
Right.
I know. Somehow just saying the words Happy New Year, hopefully
big impact.
Have a ring to it. It has been insane though, hasn't it?
It has been. It has been.
I mean, who would have ever dreamed in a million years? January and February of this year.
We're just moving along.
Being here at where we are and just the insaneness and the just craziness, the rioting or the protest, the rioting, all the damage. Yeah, I haven't been downtown in forever. I had to go down and see a buddy this morning down there, all around Coors Field there. There's some homeless tents. I mean, right there across the street.
Yep.
At 20th and Blake.
Yep.
I mean, it is a mess.
Well, there was I was on Facebook the other day, and they were showing downtown Seattle. And, I mean, block after block, there's nothing there. All the businesses are done. They're all boarded up. Mm-hmm. And there's one guy that goes in to cut hair. He goes in every morning at 6, waiting for somebody to come by so he can cut their hair because he's been doing it for 40 years. Nobody's coming in, but he still posts every day.
Yeah,
it's those kind of things you're like, you would have never thought that could happen.
Sure, I know. Crazy. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Kelly?
I did.
Oh, good.
Good Thanksgiving.
You,
nice.
You weren't
and quiet.
Like the mayor. You didn't travel, did you?
I did not travel. No. Okay. And I actually spent a quiet one by myself. And it's interesting because some people would say, oh, how depressing. It was actually delightful.
Right.
I only spoke to three people. And I didn't have to be on a Zoom call. So it was just wonderful.
Sure. Yeah,
my wife and I, we spent our Thanksgiving together this year. And like I said, you know, we've had 60 of them. If you have one of them by yourself, it's kind of okay. It worked out just fine. Love the kids, but it was just fine.
Yeah, good. Good for you guys.
And, you know, dealing with your industry, I mean, this has been my father's 86 and living in Dallas and, you know, hadn't been out of the house probably 10 times and, you know, since March. I mean, it has been tough on our seniors, hasn't it?
It's been so tough. It's been unbelievable. And I think at the beginning it was rough and an adjustment, but the fact that it's lasted so long, like that's the piece mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, how do we deal with the length of time that people are isolated and needing to stay safe?
One of the thoughts I had when it first started, there was a lot of fear because the first place it hit was the senior centers.
Yes.
And being in one, I would think they were very fearful. So it made it very tough on them. But I don't think they're as fearful now as they are worn out with the time and being away from family. Fear is one thing you can deal with, but loneliness away from your family is another one.
It is. It is. And especially for those people that have dementia that can't quite grasp the situation. There are some seniors that have been very happy to have 3 hot meals a day in senior living in senior living
sure.
and to have people checking on them regularly and so forth. So for some people, it has been a blessing to be able to be supported.
Right.
But for other people, it's really been difficult, especially for those people where their kids were stopping by every day to see them. It's been difficult. And with dementia, not being able to grasp what the safety precautions are, that's been really tough. Mm-hmm. Where other seniors will say, no, I don't want you to come visit me.
It's
right?
Okay.
I want to stay safe.
Sure.
It is fine.
That's my dad. Well, I had a stepbrother passed away and last month. And so I went there to ran by his house and stuff. And he laid a card for me out on the porch and waved at me through the window. I mean,
right.
You know, but he's just like, I don't want this stuff. And
yes.
I mean, he's
I don't want to go there.
When you watch all the media and all the, you know, I don't want to just say hype because it is real. And I mean, you do have to respect it and all that. But, you know, I just don't think you can live your life in fear either.
Right. And there's the part where I think that all of us as human beings are having to really come to our own ideas.
Yeah, where
about,
you're comfortable at.
Exactly. Yep. And again, as a community, we follow community orders and, you know, we have guidelines that we need to follow. And especially in senior living, you know, the state's done a good job at taking care of seniors and keeping them safe. But what we're really looking at is where is safety versus quality of life?
Right.
Because there are some seniors, there was a big protest, if you will, at a nursing home up in northern Colorado. And they were like, we're choosing, we want to socialize. And if we are taking that into, you know, our own hands, we know the precautions and we want to do this, why aren't we allowed to? Sure. So it's really been interesting to see how even within families that there's different opinions and different values and different guidelines and protocols. So it's caused a lot of us to really dig deep.
Right. And that's more than an hour conversation.
Yes.
I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of people to try to have that one out a lot.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So where are kind of the guidelines right now? Because it is, we have seen a spike, at least from what the numbers we're seeing in the media and all. So is it still no one can come in and see?
It is.
Right now?
It is. And they are only allowing essential visitors. And the communities, some of them have taken some liberties with what they deem essential. And so that's been really interesting to see how people are working within the guidelines. There are certain companies and communities that are following it to the strictest letter of the law. And then there's others that are doing some interpretation, which we all can do with laws and guidelines and orders. And so it's been really interesting to see how the communities themselves as businesses are really orienting themselves with the guidelines. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's been tough, but the protocols are changing all the time. The guidelines are staying, you know, the same. We've only had a few orders throughout this whole year, but the protocols in the communities vary. And it depends on whether there is a current outbreak, you know, which is two or more positive cases, and to see where what happens at that point. Some communities are shutting everything down. Some people have isolation wings. There are some places that have decided that they're COVID positive communities. And so there's a lot of things going on that we could not have predicted as an industry. It's been wild. And I tell you, our frontline workers are heroes, and they're exhausted. Mm-hmm. They're exhausted because they know that walking into these communities that they may be asymptomatic and bringing something in, or that they are walking into a COVID positive environment and that they need to go home at the end of the day. It really has.
That's a lot of stress on them.
So much stress.
They have to pay so much attention to so many things.
Yes.
And adjust their lives even more.
Yes. And from a care delivery standpoint, so if I am one of the care partners, the care workers in a senior living community, I have my tasks that I do to support all of my residents, and I know what those are. But now, in between each one of those tasks, you know, it's helping, you know, Mrs. Jones get her shower in the morning. When I leave Mrs. Jones's apartment, then I have to change PPE, wash, do all of this. So it's added that additional stress to remember in walking from one suite to the next that they are keeping everyone safe. That's been such a tough part. And I was on a call last night with the Colorado Gerontological Society, who does a lot of consulting with smaller assisted livings. And they were talking about face shields and how face shields should not be shared between employees. They should be cleaned in between, you know, caring for one resident versus the other. So it's really unbelievable.
You know, real quick before a break, that's one thing that gets me with the mask thing. Because, I mean, boy, I've never seen such a divided thing there, because there's either people all for it or absolutely hate wearing it, you know. But I see people wearing, you know, they'll see them in their cars, get in the car, take it off, hang it on their rearview mirror, put it back on. And how long are they doing that for they're putting it, you know, getting a fresh one and all that? And so I get it in healthcare, but you don't see, you know, the gloves first came out too. They're talking about gloves and masks. Well, if you're wearing those gloves in every store you go to, that's probably not keeping everything very clean, is it?
Exactly. It's removing the gloves between stores, using hand sanitizer. Sure. And again, there's a lot of controversy with this.
Absolutely.
And everyone has their own opinions and their own differences. But as, you know, when we look at community health, we have to look at what's for the good of the whole. And that's been the tough part.
My wife and I have talked about that a lot because there's a couple of people that we work with that are older than me, which is really easy because I'm younger than Scott. I'm younger than Scott. I knew you were going to go there. That are older than me, and they do have underlying health issues. So when we're in an environment, we're constantly thinking of them. While we have come in contact with it, Mike Hills, we were tested, we were fine, but we can't risk taking it to work for them.
Yes.
So we have to be careful. It's not so much for us. I'm not too worried about that, but we always have to think about the other people we may have an encounter with that would not do too well with it.
Yes, this is one of my few outings that that I've made in the last almost 8 months.
Well, we feel honored.
So I'm glad to be here with you guys. It's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about all that Kelly Services has to offer. We'll be right back. Did your assistant? Hi, this is Scott Whatley once again to talk about one of my favorite stores, the Outdoorsman's Attic. If you're looking for great deals on your outdoor gear, head on over to the Outdoorsman's Attic. From waterfowl gear, decoys, ice fishing, to big game hunting, they've got you covered. If you've got some gear you just don't use anymore, take it over to the attic and they will sell it for you. They've also got guns and ammo. If your firearm needs a little work, see Scott the Gunsmith and let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado. Hunting, fishing, and camping gear at tremendous savings, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Stop paying retail and get to the Outdoorsman's Attic.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. Glad to have you with us. Kurt Rogers in studio from Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kelly O'Connor also with Senior Care Kelly. Her number, 720-502-0020. And we will get into all the different things that Kelly has to offer. But, Kelly, I told you during the break, I saw you on Channel 2. So
yes.
Was that your first TV kind of deal you've done in a while, at least?
I have. We've been doing some quick tips on TV. You know, senior care, people think that senior care is for older people.
Right.
And it's really for the whole family, because when an elder, an older adult runs into a crisis, it's the whole family that has to rally to support them. And so senior care is really for the whole family, especially for those who are going to be supporting the seniors. And so we've started doing these quick tips, and it's been really fun to be on TV. Sure. I get to be on the radio. I get to be on TV. It's so much fun.
We have a curtain. I have a face for radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be on TV.
But, your face is much better for TV than ours.
Thank you.
Now, explain to many of our listeners don't know you as well as we have. You've been doing this for quite a while with us. When you got started, and what's changed in 2020 for Kelly?
Oh, wow. That's a loaded question.
It was. I know.
So I've been in the senior care business for 10 years now. And so I've worked in every area of the field, from independent living to assisted living, memory care, home care, hospice, skilled nursing, all the different areas. And about 5 years ago, I started my own agency. And so I'm a private consultant, and I can help people if they're trying to stay at home safely. They'll hire me to come in to meet with the family, to help do education, to put resources together, and to really support them in staying at home safely and living a great life at home. And then when people need to move to senior living, I'm a senior living placement specialist. So helping people find the right senior living community that will meet their current needs, but also be able to support them in the future. And so 2020's been wild. It's been so wild in our industry. And it's been tragic and heart-wrenching and really difficult, where we've had to walk families through just some really difficult decisions. We've had, you know, we had another client pass away last night. And, you know, so we've had quite a few of our clients. We had 28. I keep count of all of them. They're all so important to me, sure. You know, but we had 28 people that passed away. And, you know, we just try during this whole elder care journey really to love and support them through the process. And so we've created a really, really great community of people to support each other, because unless you've been through an elder care crisis before, you really don't know. Right. And so it's been nice to see the friendships and relationships that have built up amongst all of our clients and their families.
Most of the time, too, it seems like, you know, if loved ones are here, there's several children, only one child lives here, so they're dealing with everything, you know, and then calling the other ones, and if they all agree, great, but that probably doesn't happen too much of what they think should happen. So how do you kind of deal with that when there's, you know, maybe one person here, but they're not totally the decision maker, and you've got other ones in other states? Just now the Zoom calls, and just try to get everybody on the same page and figure out what to do.
Yeah, Zoom has actually been a great thing because it has brought in out-of-town people and those that had schedules that weren't as flexible, so we can all be on the same page. And that's what I encourage families. If there's anyone that is concerned with someone's care and well-being, let's all get on the same call together. And there's always one in a family. Everyone has a family that may have one or two that are sort of the outliers or the troublemakers of the group, but they need to be heard. And they need an opportunity to meet me if I'm going to be supporting the family, so that we can all try to get on the same page. And oftentimes it's an outlier in the family who has a really good opinion that needs to be heard. And whether it needs to be heard in order to make a decision or just to help the family unit itself move forward, we always want to make sure that everyone is heard, everyone has their opinion expressed, and then as a family, we can come up with the right plan.
Sure. And it takes a lot of planning, even on if you take the financial side of things. I mean, you can't just take them out of the house and put them in, you know, a care facility and think you're going to all the assets and all the things. So there's a lot even in the estate planning part of it, isn't there?
It is so complex. And that's what there are some families that will do their own research and do their own, you know, planning and, you know, put together their own team. I don't know how they do it, because it is so complex. And only when you're in the middle of it do you realize, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I was going to have to make all of these decisions. And so usually there's one person that will hold the medical power of attorney, and another person will hold the financial power of attorney. And those two people have to agree, and we all have to work at the same time. For the person that holds both in a family, it's overwhelming. It really is, to be able to be in the position where you have to make all of those decisions at the same time.
Your services, as you go through this, your goal is not to, when somebody's ready, to put them in a facility First of all, I'd like to know how many facilities we have in Colorado. But second, when do you want to initially talk to the people and why? Because you do more of an education than you do anything else as you're going through this process to kind of cover just what you were talking about.
Yeah, the education piece is what's so important because, we never want to plan ahead for senior care. We don't even really think about it. Like, what is the day that you need to get educated in this area? But what happens is that an elder care crisis happens, in the middle of our already busy day, in our already busy life. And then all of a sudden, we're faced with all of these demanding decisions. So what we have is we have some classes where families can, go through some of our programs where they can just get educated. And especially the person who will be called to serve as power of attorney. They're the agent under power of attorney. Those are the people that we really want to meet ahead of time. And whether it's 5 years in advance, 10 years in advance, or 1 year in advance, it doesn't matter to us. We just want to know you. We want you to know that there's a company out there that will love and support you through this whole process and make sure that you're making good decisions, because there's nothing worse than making a decision and regretting it and realizing that you've made a bad decision, especially when it involves the care of your beloved, of your loved one.
Not just looking at it from a financial side, usually those mistakes are expensive.
They can be very costly. Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's planning. There's planning that needs to take place 5 years in advance. So if someone is looking at the Medicaid program and preserving assets for families and so forth, that all needs to be taken care of 5 years in advance. And we don't know advance of what date, again, because we don't know when the crisis is going to happen.
When should I do my estate plan? Well, the day before you die. Okay, if you have that in your calendar.
When should I buy the fire insurance? Yeah.
Yes.
But what are some of the signs to where that's something somebody should say, okay, maybe we should start looking now. Maybe we should have those initial conversations.
So they can hire us to come in and do consulting or take one of our classes at any point. When I think that a family should start paying attention is when they start to notice any kind of differences. It's harder now because we're not socializing with our elders as much, if at all. But if we're noticing any change in their speech, in any change in their cognition, any change in their mobility, or they're just their own ability to manage their life or their home, those kind of things, it's really important to say, hey, maybe we should, start talking about elder care and just bring in an expert to come in and help us understand what the future might look like. Again, I don't ever want to scare anyone to say, you need us now. Like when you turn 80, it's time. Because I have clients that are, in their very late 90s. And I had one client who was 107. And so, we don't know when that's going to happen, but you can never get educated early enough.
What age is really a senior now?
Well, I have an AARP card, so.
Years ago, I got a
ticket. That's a forgery.
A couple years ago, I got a ticket, and I hadn't had one in a while. As I was telling the guy, I said, man, I hadn't had one in a long time. And he said, well, by looking at your license, you do qualify for our AARP class.
Oh, geez.
And I go, I'd rather you just give me the ticket than tell me I qualify for your AARP.
Yeah, write the ticket. Don't
ever do that. I had to watch like 9 hours of video of old people driving and what to do and what not to do. But it got rid of the ticket. But anyway,
you are old.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But it's amazing how long, which I'm glad for, people are living. I mean, it seemed like when we grew up, somebody would retire, and 5, 6, 7 years, they die.
Yes.
People are living 30, 40 years past retirement.
They are. And so the average life expectancy right now is 78, but it's getting ready to go up to like 82.
Yeah.
And so when we're retiring at 65, what we look at is we have to do our estate planning for our retirement years. But then there's this really precious part of life that is the last 1 to 3 years, which is really your elder years. And so that is when healthcare gets so expensive, receiving any kind of personal care at home through a home care agency or moving to senior living or a nursing home, whatever that looks like. That also needs to be discussed about how do we pay for that? How do we afford? Right. And these are all conversations that we have with families early on.
When we come back, let's talk about the different types of facilities that can do different things for people, because there's many.
There are.
Most people don't know about that either.
Okay, great.
You're listening to Your Money Matters here on Haystack Help Radio. Again, Kelly O'Connor is our guest. Kelly's number, 720-502-0020. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are. What are their feelings? I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with a pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. We are thrilled to have Kelly O'Connor back in studio with us. It is Senior Care Kelly, and her number is 720-502-0020. And so when you look at all the choice, there's so much in this and with this senior care thing, because there's so many different facilities out there. Some offer different things, you know, some do medical stuff, some don't do medical stuff, all that. So you mentioned all this planning thing. I mean, when should they start talking about when a loved one reaches a certain age, or if they just start seeing them kind of going downhill health-wise? I mean, when should that initial call be made to you?
Really, when you start to see any kind of change in condition, when things just aren't quite what they used to be, either cognitively or physically. A lot of people from the social isolation at home, they've really suffered from a cognitive standpoint. Mm-hmm. And so You know, senior living has, you know, gotten a bad rap. You know, there has been some negligence, but all in all, I think we've done a good job overall. And so, but senior living, people are having interactions with people and delivering three meals a day, and right. They're starting to do small group activities again. And hopefully that will stay. It changes week by week. But really, it's an important conversation, not only for the elder to be able to have to state their wishes and to have an advocate like me on their side to be able to really hold what they want for their lives, but also for the family to be able to have someone to bounce ideas and strategies off of. You know, I have one gal in a really tough situation. Her mom is living with her and experiencing dementia. And she's like, how do I have these conversations with my mom? So I'm able to coach and guide her through the process. And so really, anytime that you're feeling overwhelmed or concerned, or you see something on the horizon, that's a great time to get in touch with us.
And you know, you think that's easy when you say, you know, maybe you visited your folks Thanksgiving, Christmas. You think, well, when it's time, we'll just have them come live with us. That
no.
sounds all hunky-dory, no. but I'm telling you, that's a big deal.
It's so big. And especially now, so there's something called the sandwich generation, and it's for adults who are caring for their parents and also caring for small children. We have so many people that are in this place. So all of a sudden, when people couldn't go to their offices, you now have two parents working at home. You have, you know, one to maybe three or four kids now homeschooling, and you have mom. And so how do you navigate that whole situation? How do you, you know, care for yourself in addition to being sure. able to care for this family dynamic? A lot of people, you know, early on, they said, mom, you can come and move in with us and we'll all stay in quarantine together. But for a lifestyle standpoint,
yeah, nobody thought it would last this long.
We had no idea. We had no idea.
Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, especially with the schools. So we bring the kids home and then you have the parents in there. That it's a good term, sandwich, how it can affect them. Because I know my processor has just a problem with having her kids trying to be a teacher and still kids. Doing a job. That's enough in itself.
It is.
And then,
and if you added elder care on top of that, how would you do it?
Yeah. Now, you had talked about we're all living longer. What'd you say, 82, 83 is the age to where the it's going up to. So the facilities that are being offered aren't what you would, when you think of a senior care facility, it doesn't mean that you can't move, you can't do things. There's so many different types of them.
Yes, there are. So there are independent living, which are not under the state guidelines, the health department guidelines, because independent living communities are not licensed. They are independent, just like you and I would live.
It's like a complex with an HOA and a facility to go to, and everybody kind of watches out.
It is. Excuse me, even if it's in senior living.
Right.
And then you have assisted living. And then you have memory care, and memory care is licensed as assisted living. So those, they fall under the same guidelines. And what's interesting is to look at assisted living and memory care, it's really a spectrum of care. It's not one thing. So if your doctor says, hey, you need assisted living, the doctor doesn't necessarily know what that means in real technical, real life situations. Maybe it just means you need some help with meals, and you don't need to be living alone and shoveling your walk anymore. You need some
going assistance. Up and downstairs and
falling. Right,
yeah.
Right. But and so there are some assisted livings that will just help with medication management and maybe doing a standby shower assistance. Like they're not going to actually bathe you, but they'll be there on call just in case you're unsteady getting out of the shower. And those communities are sort of like assisted living light, where they don't even provide transfers, which is if I need help getting out of bed and moving into a wheelchair, they don't help with that.
That one doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So there's some assisted livings that are that way. Mm-hmm. And then we have other assisted livings that provide full care. And so they will provide two-person transfers, meaning if I need one person to help me up one person to get me steady and another person to help me turn and get into my wheelchair. Or I need a Hoyer lift, which is a machine, right, basically, that will help you lift and stand. We have assisted livings that provide that level of care. But they're all licensed under the same thing, and they're all called the same thing. So this is one thing that families don't know. Right. So that's a part of our education process when a family comes to us, to be able to explain this to them, to really show them the spectrum of care. And then based on their loved one's specific needs, we'll be able to show them which communities would be able to meet their needs now and in the future. Like I have a gal, an example is she has Parkinson's. And so with Parkinson's, she's going to need a lot of physical care later in her life. And Parkinson's also has a dementia component many times. So she may need dementia support with a lot of physical care. So every assisted living can't do that. So what we do is, because we know and we're contracted with all the communities, then we can help show them which ones would best meet their needs. We never make decisions for our clients, but we're there to help them really weigh the pros and cons to make sure that they're making a good decision.
How many facilities?
Over 400.
In Colorado?
In the Denver metro area. Not in Colorado. Denver metro. So many.
And I'm telling you, they don't look like the ones maybe you and I went to go visit people when we grew up. I mean, you're like, is this like a Westin hotel or what? I mean, you know, they're nice places.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the children that are caring for their parents, you know, they're our age. They're in their,
like,
you know,
I wanna live here.
50s and 60s. That's what they say. Three meals a day, laundry, housekeeping, socialization. I have maintenance man. I've got a concierge. I have, you know, some of them have valet parking. It's like, why wouldn't you want to live here?
No kidding.
But go ahead.
When you look at average cost today, if you take low to high, what's kind of the average monthly cost you're looking at?
For assisted living, it really starts at about $4,000. And depending on the size of the apartment and the level of care, it could go up to $8,000 or $9,000. You know, there are some that are much more because we do have just some amazingly beautiful places here. That is for assisted living. For memory care, you're going to start at usually that $6,000 up to $9,000. You know, it can go higher again, depending on the level of care needed and the size of the apartment. And then skilled nursing is the one that's really tough, because skilled nursing is about $7,000 up to $13,000 a month. And, you know,
that's 24/7 pretty much.
It is. Yeah. When they really need really intensive 24/7 nursing.
Yes.
And CNAs, because the other places have 24-hour care, but it may be with caregivers and LPN nurses. So again, that's part of that education process with what does your loved one need versus what do they want. Some people want the security of knowing that there's an actual nurse there 24 sure. hours a day.
Now, the way you get paid, most people don't realize you don't, in most cases, charge.
Yes. So there is a program in town. It's called Senior Living Placement. And if a family starts with us, that's what I say, don't go look at places on your own. Don't call them. Don't fill out online search forms and requesting pricing information, those kind of things. Start with us. We'll help you. We'll educate you along the process, and you'll have an advocate. And what happens is the care community that you ultimately choose, it doesn't matter to us which one you choose because we're contracted with all of them, they will actually cover our fees. So therefore, it is a free service to the family.
Wow. So you can get all that information, find the facility that you want that fits you best for now and maybe later, and there's no cost to that up front.
Yes.
They don't raise their prices there. It's just the same.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And yeah, there's not an upcharge for using us.
Yeah.
It's a part of their marketing budget is the way they use us. It's very, very common. So all the communities work with us. There's only a few that don't. Some of the not-for-profits don't, but we will cover that with all of our
clients.
Well,
that's probably pretty good for the facility because they know if you're doing your job right, you're going to give them the patient that is the exact patient they need instead of somebody that needs more care that they're not ready for.
Exactly. So we do the education. So it takes that burden off the the community of actually doing the education process, because we've already done that for them. And the community knows that when I bring a client, that we've already done the education process. We know that they're financially qualified. We know that they're qualified from a care standpoint. So it's really an introduction and a meet and greet so that the family can ask all the questions that they need in order to make the decision that's best for their loved one.
You talked at the beginning when we started this that you also have some home care stuff that you can help people with.
Yes. Yeah. 100% of people say, I'm going to die here. I'm leaving my house feet first. You know, this is where I want to be. I get it. I love my house. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. And so we have wonderful resources from home care, home modification companies, different strategies and technologies to really help families stay at home safely. And clients for any of our consulting and any of our elder care consulting and any of our caregiver coaching, they'll pay us privately for that. And then when they're ready to move into that senior living placement program, if they ever are, some of our clients have not, that's when the care community will pick up that fee for service.
Right. Needs change after a while. It may be after 6 months someone has moved in somewhere, or it could be 5 years. Then is that something you also help them with once they're in with you? If they need to go to a different type facility to help them, you know, with more medical needs maybe?
Yes, we do that. We try to do the education process ahead of time where families will sort of be prepared. Right. Whether, you know, there's some families that say, hey, I want to be in the nice, most active place possible at the beginning. And then if I need more care later on, then I'll move to another place with more care. There's other families that say, hey,
I'm going to end up there. Just put me there first.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't want to move twice.
I don't want to move twice. I want to get to know my care team. I want to get to know the place. I want to make friends. And if there's some people that, you know, are living near me that need a little bit more care than I do at this time, I'll just count my blessings for now.
Sure.
But I'll be positioned for that in the future.
Yeah.
And so there's different places, and a lot of things too with COVID, there's some people that aren't happy with the way the organization has handled things. And so we've been getting a lot of calls about that, about, you know, what are other organizations doing and how can we find a better fit for what our family values are.
Right. Now, if you're not at liberty to say, just say I'm not at liberty to say, but you mentioned 28 deaths. Now,
yes.
For no matter what cause, that's sad, that's bad. 28 people lost loved ones. But were all of those told to you, those deaths were due to COVID?
No.
Okay.
There were a variety of sources. Yeah,
okay.
Which is a great clarification. Yeah, you know, we meet people at this really precious part of life in these last sort of 1 to 3 years of life.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we'd meet people younger. Because, you know, I love hanging out with my seniors. A lot of my friends are my clients. And so I wish we would meet people earlier, but we do meet them at this precious time of life. And I have Mindy Jordan, who runs our family support team, and she really helps and works with all of those clients. And she does such a great job loving them. When I interviewed her, I said, how would you like to love clients, love seniors for a living? Right. And she said, I'm in.
As a senior, we have such great stories.
Oh, it's fascinating.
And we don't remember how many times we told them, so they're always good stories.
And changing the story.
Exactly. We've got one more break here, and we'll come back a little bit more with Kelly, and she's going to be telling us about some classes that are going to be available in Senior Care 101. We'll be right back. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law will handle your personal injury case so you can focus on healing. There's a lot of complexity with insurance companies, and you shouldn't need to worry about those details. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, won't even begin walking you through the liability until you've seen a good doctor. Not only does he want you to receive quality medical treatment, but Kevin Flesch also knows you will benefit financially from treating your injuries right away. He's seen people delay their medical treatment because they're worried about the cost, but your insurance company needs proof that you received treatment. Otherwise, they may try to question the validity of your injuries. Once you make that first free phone call to Flesch & Beck Law at 303-806-8886, go ahead and get all of the medical care you need. After you start to feel better, only then will Kevin Flesch help you through the legal process. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch & Beck Law. They get results.
What would you do if you knew how to trade with the skill and confidence of the pros? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Online Trading Academy in Denver. Now is your chance to attend a free 2-hour class to learn more about Online Trading Academy. You will learn how to buy at wholesale and sell at retail, just like the financial institutions. Learn how professional traders navigate today's increasingly volatile markets and manage risk. You'll hear some of the common mistakes of the novice investor and how to reduce them. Learn how you can time the market by waiting for opportunity to come to you. Online Trading Academy in Denver. Call now to enroll in this complimentary 2-hour class. 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Or visit them online at tradingacademy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, it's been great to have Kelly O'Connor in studio. Senior Care Kelly, her number 720-502-0020. And you know what? We were just kind of talking during the break. It's never too early to start that conversation. Very few things go well without proper planning. And again, none of us have that date when we are going to be in need of her services in our calendar. So you know what? Give her a call. 720-502-0020, at least establish that in a conversation and get to know her. And when that time of need comes, you're not going into Google and trying to find somebody to help you there. You've already got a plan made, and Kelly will be glad to help you.
One of the things I like about the way Kelly does her business is, in most places, when you want to start checking something out, you think they're going to try to sell you. Kelly's not going to sell you. You don't have to write a check. You just get to sit there and get to ask questions. You write the answers down, you go home. I like that. So there's no fear of being sold. I'm here to gain the knowledge on somebody I care about. And I think that I really enjoy that, how you've structured that. So I want to say thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Education's everything.
Sure. Especially with my parents.
Yes.
They're both gone, but it was important for me. Okay, my question is going to be, we talked about how facilities have had to make changes. What are some of the changes that, A, for COVID that they've made to help, and then B, to keep the residences smiling and happy and playing games and stuff like that? Because the last time we talked, there was some stuff that these facilities are doing to make it much more enjoyable.
They have really, they've had to alter everything about the way they provide care and also the way that they engage their residents. And we've seen so many fun things. We have some people that have started doing happy hours, and so they have a beverage cart, much like the dessert tray that comes to by your table at dinner. They will have a beverage cart and someone dressed in a tuxedo, and they will be going
like a butler
from door to door. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And they have hallway happy hour. And we've also seen a lot of engagement with technology. That at first, so many people were afraid of it, but many of our seniors have been doing telehealth visits anyway. A lot of them are using tablets. So I think, on that side, it's really helped people move forward where they were like, oh, I don't use computers, or I don't want to use computers. Sometimes it's the boomers and, not the elders in the silent generation.
Sure.
But we've really seen people embracing the technologies and able to develop and or nurture relationships through the technology. It's different. Again, it's not ideal. But we've really seen some progress as far as that's concerned.
And that could be some of the reasons why some of the people that are in facilities say, I don't want to stay here anymore, because they're not, A, protecting me from COVID. I'm not having any fun. I'm having some fun.
Well, we all, you know, I read something the other day where it talked about the trend of being over the hill, or, you know, like life is downhill from here and so forth. We're living until our very last breath. Our very last breath, we are a live human being. So how do we find our relevance? How do we find our significance? How do we find meaning and purpose? That's really what people have been charged in doing in a really extraordinary way. So I think communities, we're going to see a real jump as far as how care is delivered for people. And I think we're going to see overall improvements. We just can't get away with bingo anymore. It's really about that engagement and relevance.
It's not about being over the hill. It's how you finish. And if you look at how you finish it, it's always better than how you started.
Yes.
So you might still end up in the diapers, but I'm still going to finish pretty well.
Let's finish strong, though.
So tell us about these classes coming up.
We do. We have one class. It's called Senior Care 101. And we are going to have it every month. Our first one is on December the 7th, and it is a 90-minute class. It's a live virtual class. It's with me and my team, and we're going to go over all of the basics of senior care. What you need to know legally, financially, home care, health care, insurance, end of life, senior living, staying at home safely. We're going to talk a little bit about end of life and family dynamics, but it's really just a snapshot of the things that people will be called to make decisions on. And then starting in next year, we're going to have a more extended class called The Power of Attorney Readiness. And it's really a deep dive where we have different experts that come on. It's a six-month program. It's wonderful, where there's really a deep dive with other experts as a part of that class, so that you serving as agent under power of attorney, that you'll really be armed. You have homework in between classes to get everything together. It's really a wonderful program. We ran it last year and it was great. But the Senior Care 101 class, it's our entry program for people who just want a snapshot of what do I need to know? What do I need to start thinking about?
Right. Once again, Kelly's number, 720-502-0020. And your website?
Is SeniorCareKelly.com.
SeniorCareKelly.com. See, those two go right together, don't they?
Your company's gotten a lot bigger in this last year, hasn't it?
We have some amazing people.
Yeah.
Really amazing people that have reached out to join us and to say that they really want to be a part of serving our elders in a bigger and bolder way.
You learn when you have challenges in life that you don't think you can face and you get through them, you actually grow better.
You do. Yep, you find out who you are.
Yes, you do. That's what my dad always used to say. When times get tough, you find out what you're made out of.
Yep, and who your friends are.
And who your friends
who
are.
Who your friends
true.
Are.
That's right.
Kelly, always great to see you. And thank you so much for
happy
all you're
holidays.
Doing. Yeah, happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas coming up.
Christmas.
It ain't going to be
Christmas.
Long, Kurt.
Probably not. Merry Christmas. Don't spend it alone. Find somebody.
Okay.
You don't Zoom me. We'll have a Zoom meeting.
Kurt, thanks so much, sir.
You bet.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.